Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. And also, wherever you are, we are coming to you for you today. And we thank God to be with you. Oh, yes. I wish we had a more closer contact with you today. And we'd love to have it. Call us, write us, do something. Let us know whether you enjoy the program or not. It's not, well, praise the Lord anyhow. We thank God for you. Just the same. Why? Because we love you. And we really do love you. Trust that you love us too. And listen, call your friends, call your enemies too. You know, some may be said to help them. But we want to be able to be of some type of service to you to help better your days. You know, that you will be more content in the things that God has allowed in your life. Is that all right? Okay. And thank you. Right here and now, here is Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Giving God all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto his holy name. Thanking him for this day, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for waking us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, Lord. Father, being able to do not only for ourselves, but for others as well. And we say thank you. Father, as we come before you, we ask for forgiveness, Lord, and those that we're praying for, Lord. Father God, for forgiveness of any sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father. Grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask you for your forgiveness. And as you are just to forgive us, Lord, Father, we forgive those that trespass against us. And Father, we say thank you. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, and you know what they're in need of, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done. We thank you, Father, for the prayers that you have already answered, the praise reports that we have received, Lord, Father. We thank you for the prayers that you're answering as we pray, Lord, and those that you're about to answer, Father, we say thank you. We thank you for being that healer, that provider, that way maker, Lord, Father, that burden bearer. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you for the prayer warriors. We thank you, Lord, Father, for hearing them, Lord, Father, for you said the prayers of the righteous avail it much, Lord, Father, and we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord, Father. Father, we give you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name, Lord. Father, as we hold to you, Lord, Father, all those that are going through chemo, Lord, Father God, dealing with cancer, Lord, Father, we hold them before you and we ask you to touch their bodies right now, Lord, Father. We thank you, Father God, for your healing virtue just flowing through and through them right now, Lord. Father, touch Tracy right now, Lord, Father. Touch her body right now, Lord, Father, as she go through, Lord. Father, Julian, Lord, Father, touch his body, Lord, Father, as he go through, Lord, Father. Let him be a testimony, Lord, Father. That's a young man, Lord, Father, that has to deal and go through this process, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for just touching him and rising him up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we ask you to touch Barbara Hardin right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for your healing virtue flowing through and through her as well, Lord Father. We thank you for giving her peace of mind right now, Lord. Father, knowing that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Father, we hold to you, Deidre, right now, Lord. Thanking you, Lord Father, for continually touching her body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we bless your name. We magnify your name, Lord Father. Father, hallelujah. We say hallelujah anyhow, right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, Lord Father God, to also touch Miss Gladys, Lord Father, that are going through dialysis, Lord Father. Touch her, Lord. Touch Denise right now, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for your healing touch, Lord. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, for never leaving them nor forsaking them, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord. Touch them in a mighty and a special way right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we ask you to continue to touch LaCara, Lord Father. Continue to give her the strength, Lord Father, that she needs, Lord. Father, we release joy and happiness, Lord Father God, in her life right now, Lord. Touch her children right now, Lord. We thank you for peace. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we hold to you, Nigel, Lord Father. Praying, Lord Father God, for his salvation right now, Lord. Thanking you, Lord Father, for touching his mind and touching his heart right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the praise report from Wayne, Lord Father, knowing that though he's still in the hospital, he's not as bad off as he was feeling, Lord. And thank everyone, Lord Father, for praying, Lord Father, for him. Father, we thank you that we don't take our prayers, Lord Father, Father, for granted, Lord. Thanking you, Lord Father, for not even taking us, Lord Father, for granted and dealing with our mess, Lord Father, casting us away, Lord Father. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord Father. Father, we say thank you today. Father, we hold to you, Lisa, Lord. Father, you know her situation and you know what she's dealing with, Lord Father. Work it out for her right now, Lord. Let her work out her own soul salvation at this time, Lord Father. Let her recognize, Lord Father God, that as she go through, Lord Father, that you're never leaving her nor forsaking her, Lord Father, but you're right there with her, Lord Father. Father, we know, Lord Father, that it's trust in time, Lord Father. So, Father, give her, Lord Father God, that peace that she needs as she go through, Lord Father. Let her not do no abortions, Lord Father, but go through, Lord Father, as you take her through right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we pray for the Penn and Fred family and the loss of their loved one and all those that lost loved ones, Lord Father. Have mercy on them right now, Lord Father. Give them the comfort that they need, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord Father. And Father, for those, Lord Father, that will be attending the funeral, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord, if they don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father, we speak healing and deliverance right now, Lord Father. Turn it out right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you for even touching Carlos, Lord Father. Father, continue, Lord Father, to heal his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Father, for being covered, Lord Father, 50% of his body being burned, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord Father, for easing pains right now, Lord. Father, we hold to you, Rufus, right now. Father, touch him right now, Lord Father. Let him not leave this earth and go into a Christless grave, Lord Father. But, Father, he accepts you as his Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, touch our listeners. Father, you know each and every one of them name by name, those that are listening now and will be listening at a later date, Lord, Father. Father, touch them right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for your healing, your deliverance. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your joy just reigning within them. We thank you, Lord, Father, as they lay their burdens down to you, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for those, Lord, that don't know you as their Lord and Savior. Father, receive you as their Lord and Savior this day, Lord, Father. Let them not be ashamed, Lord, Father, to press that one button, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, have mercy today upon your people, Lord. Have mercy upon this nation, Lord. Father, knowing, Lord, Father God, that you're God Almighty, Lord, and there is no other God but you, Lord. Father, touch your people, Lord. Strengthen your men and women of God, Lord, Father. Father, as we hold before you the fivefold ministry, Lord, we put a shield of protection round about them, Lord, Father, rising them up, Lord, Father, that they may not compromise your word, Lord, Father, but continue to stand flat-footed upon your word, Lord, Father, as it bring forth to your people, Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, those, Lord, Father God, that are walking away, Lord, Father, have mercy upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy upon them right now. Let them not give up, Lord. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, canceling every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder it. The people that are listening, the people that would be talking, Lord, Father, we cancel the assignment right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we say, Holy Spirit, have your way right now, Lord. Have your way right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. As we release peace, joy, and laughter as the word come forth, Lord, Father. Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle and pastor, Lord, Father. And you increase in them, Lord, Father. And let the word flow today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for that prayer coming from Sister Diane. And we want to add a prayer for the McMenis family, Dr. and Pastor McMenis, where Dr. McMenis' sisters passed, and they asked for prayer. So we're sending prayer out to them also today. And to you, you, and you. Your prayer didn't come in. Now, you didn't hear your name called either. You can call us 407-857-3925 and also leave a message of what you want us to pray for. And I'll ask you to pray for me. You know, also, you know, throw us in there, too. You know, we need prayer, too, as we will continue to pray with you. And all our listeners and those that used to listen, we thank God for you, for your time that you listen. And may the Lord bless you real good, okay? And for all our friends, call them up, call your friend up and tell them to listen. If you're getting something out of this broadcast, call your friends up and let them know, okay? And we're on the air every Wednesday and Thursday. All right. Worry is wasting today's time by cluttering up tomorrow's opportunities with yesterday's troubles. Worry is wasting today's time by cluttering up tomorrow's opportunities with yesterday's troubles. Are you wasting any time today? I trust that you're not. Amen, amen, amen. God is still good, isn't he? We thank God for Pastor. We thank God for Pastor Sharon and also for little Nathan here today. He's gonna be our in-house prophet, believe it or not. And also for Sister Diane, also the prayer a warrior and prayer counselor and all of that. Praise God. We thank God for her today. And most of all, we thank God for who? You. Yes, and we want to send a shout out, a happy birthday to Sister Nessie today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, there's many days. My cousin's birthday is today, too. I just saw it on Facebook. That's where I get the message at. Nobody called me, but, you know, I seen it on there, and I sent happy birthday out to him, too, and to you that I don't even know, and today is your birthday. Have a blessed day today. Let the Lord bless you. What? Real good today. Yes, yes, this is what we pray for you, you, and you. And thank you for just being there. It's encouraging to know that you're on the other end. I appreciate you. Okay? Amen, amen. Now, you know, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. You know, not really, but I think I do. But we'll see how the Lord lead here. You know how it is. Praise God. It's nice when you don't never know what you're going to do, right? It's nice to know when you don't know what you're going to do, right?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Or what God is going to do through you is better what I should. That's what I should have said, right? Okay, bless God. But, you know, things are going on in the world today. Listen, I don't know how many of you recognize or seen that on the news. A odd thing happened. You ever seen a snow tornado? Well, they had a snow tornado. I think it was in Colorado. They showed a snow tornado. You know how the tornado, comes? Well, that's the way the snow came, and then it blanked down on Colorado and just about covered it. And do you know God is doing some phenomenal things these days? You don't know what he's setting into effect, do you? So it's time for us, if you're not ready, to get ready. If you're playing around, you know, it's time for you to just get out the boat. You know, y'all been in that canoe. You ain't even in a boat. You're in a canoe. Don't even have a paddle. My. Praise God. Now it's time for you to start doing the right thing today. All kind of phenomenal things are happening in the earth, you know, and we are looking for second best of everything, third and fourth, fifth best. We don't want God's best, huh? We'd rather have the devil's trash. It's what we rather have today. And it's a pity and a shame that people that's supposed to be intelligent people and people of means and all these things, and the rash judgments that they have, things that they do and calling it right. Hear what I'm saying? They're calling it right. Lord, have mercy. We are in a sad condition today, people. I'm not going to be with you long, because we got Pastor Sharon here, and I'm so glad. And we do have Sister Diane. Yes, praise God. All these people of God, and we can always go and get Deacon Mike, too, you know. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We can leave him working you now. We going to work you. Oh, yes, we will. We don't let you sit around here and dry up and do nothing. If you dry up, it's because you want to dry up. No, praise God. Now, that's for anybody. The present, past people also. It was the same for them also. But today, I mean, we were talking about the resurrection, right? And Sister Diane, what do resurrection mean?
Resurrection, you come,
rise again. Jesus died on the cross, and he came back alive. The only man that laid down his life and picked it back up again. There was no other. So to die in Christ is to rise in him.
Oh, you see how she said it so affectionately. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, this is known as Resurrected Week, month, April this year. This is what it's known as. Now, but when you think about it, in the Bible, the New Testament talks about that Easter was before Jesus died. So somehow someone just tried to connect what they were doing for their Easter time. Maybe they was hiding eggs and giving the kids and the people something to do. You know, hiding eggs and had a bunny and all that stuff. So we probably adopted it. Now, I didn't, but I'm in this world that did. Okay? And you in this world that did. So we go along with things, even though they could not have an ounce of truth. But we go along with it. So let us try to do better. Isn't that right? Let us try to do better anyway. It's different things that you go along with, and it's like you don't believe the Bible, you don't believe God. So whatever somebody put out there and say is good, and it look good to you, sound good to you, what you do? You go along with it, don't you? You adopt it too. Isn't that right? It's like adopting all these celebrities' hairstyles and adopting their clothes, what they're wearing, and they don't fit you. The hairstyle don't fit you, you know. And well, she got her hair pink. I'm going to put my hair pink. Well, you don't look good with pink on. Okay? So you do it. You want to adopt stuff all the time. But you want to adopt the truth. That's what we were trying to point you to, the cross of truth. Now, when you see a cross, it looks like a big T, don't it? So, let's say that's the cross of truth. It's truth, bringing truth to you. What did Jesus say? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. Now, you listening, all you got to do, if anything up there, you know one thing about it, Jesus said, all you got to do is ask him forgiveness. Ask him to forgive you for your sins and thought, words, and deeds. Okay? Because sometimes our thought life is real off, crossed up. You know, your thought life is crossed up. So that's something you still need to ask God to forgive you for. You see?
Yes.
Now, you can't take your thoughts, just show them on Facebook, but you can post them on Facebook. Hallelujah. See what I'm talking about? Well, you don't need to do all that. Keep it to yourself. You know, people got enough problems without, you know, having to deal with yours. And you showing it all up. Why are you showing it anyway? Why are you announcing all your sins and your faults and failures? Why are you announcing them on Facebook or any of the rest of the media things, internet, anywhere? Why are you announcing it? It's yours. You deal with it, and then you ask God to help you. Lord, help me with this particular thought, this particular thing that I'm doing, this particular sin that I'm sinning. I know you don't want to call it sin, but, you know, sin is sin, right? Amen. And there's different levels of sin, too, you know. But we ain't going into that. That ain't even what we're talking about today. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you and your resurrected life today. Huh? This is what we were talking about. And we're going to talk about a little bit of it, and then I'm going to leeway to Pastor Sharon. Well, now, what we going to start with? A good old, a well-familiar scripture. John, St. John, chapter 11. And, you know, here we, it starts this way. But, well, we better start at the first verse. You know, we're going to start at the first verse here. He said, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Now, they're identifying the Marys, because there's a whole lot of Marys in the Bible, you know. Well, I'm so glad that they took time to, you know, explain what Mary this was, okay? Okay. Now, aren't you? I know you are. Therefore, his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick, sent to the right person. The message was sent to the right person, to Jesus, okay? And told him that the one who you love is sick. You say, but didn't Jesus love all the rest of them? Of course. But somehow, you know, some people have a little closer touch to with you, to your heart, right? All right. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. So now listen, he purposely allowed Jesus to be away, huh? He purposely caused Lazarus to be sick and to die. He did all of this for a reason. That same thing, when we read this, people take that as, well, I'm sick for the glory of God. This is what people say. I think he gonna get more glory if I get well. You know, not me being sick. You know, the devil want to keep me sick so that I don't glorify God. You see what I'm saying? That's a purpose for it, all right. He causes sickness to come upon us because he don't want you to glorify God, because you know when you get sick, one, you may be unable to, you got no strength, you can't think, your brains is fogged and everything. You can't think of anything. You can't even think of the Lord as your shepherd, because you be in such pain and sickness, you see. And the enemy want to keep you there, see. And they don't want you to glorify God. Don't want you to praise his name. Have you ever thought of that? He don't even want you to praise God's name. Now, you know, he might as well move on out the way there, right? Praise God. But his sickness is not unto death, okay? And I think that when he said that confused people. I believe it's confusing people today, okay, that statement there, okay? It confuses people. We'll show you why as we read on. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Now, that'd have been you. You'd have left whatever you was doing and went, wouldn't you? Oh, I got to go, I got to go. No, no, they're in God's hand, aren't they? You believe God, do you not?
Mm-hmm.
Well, finish your work unless and God specifically tell you it's time for you to go now. If God tell you that, that's when you go. It's all done, where? Under instructions from God is how you move. But we don't hear that, do we? Mm-hmm. Okay. Then after that, said he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. He says, I said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Now, listen. Now, you just heard the message I just got about Lazarus, right? You just heard that. You know I care about Lazarus and his sisters. You know how much I care about him. But I have a job here to do for God. Huh? Would you do that? Now tell me, somebody. I wish you'd come. Would you do that? Or you get up there and come up there, but my child, my sister, my brother, my mother, my father, I got to go. You can't do nothing when you get there that you can't do where you are right that moment. See, when God knew, Jesus knew the importance of what he was doing at the time, and he knew that he didn't have a whole lot of time on the earth. He knew he ain't had a whole lot of time on the earth. And he do what he was sent to do because everything was about time. Do you hear what I'm saying? Did you hear what I say? Everything is about time. He has certain times to do certain things and to accomplish. And you don't understand that it's like when God say, be somewhere, go, and you say, well, I'll go later. And God say, go now. Because everything is set up in a time span to work, to get the job done. Did y'all hear that? I hope you did. Praise God, but I don't think y'all hear that. Because y'all would not go on time when God say go. You going to do what? Well, I don't feel like going right now, but I'll go later. Every time you say later, you miss out. You miss your blessings. You miss what God's going to do for you. That sickness that you had, he might was finna heal you or have somebody at the place where he told you to go to heal you. You be just like the man sitting on the pool of Bethesda by the water. Every time the water trouble, he couldn't make it there. He sat there, but he couldn't make it in it. Huh? Because he would not present what he was thinking. He know if I get in there, I'm going to be here. But most people come, and he had an excuse not to get in. You see? When, if you know he coming at a certain time, prepare yourself to roll over in there. See, any kind of way you got to go. If you got to crawl on your hands, you crawl over there and roll in there. So you can be there because you tired of everybody else being first and you not.
Come on.
Huh? Think about that now. All right. We still on that same thing. We still talking about it. Okay, freedom. Hallelujah. Now, he stayed there 2 more days in Judah. Then he left, went to Judah. And so his disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee. Now, okay. Hey, they didn't stone me before, and they ain't going to stone me now. Do you get the picture? Amen. Come on. All right. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he see the light of this world.
But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there is no light in him. Now, do you think that was the answer they were looking for? Now, I wouldn't have been looking for that answer either. See? And I would begin to ask, okay, what did I do wrong? What did I say wrong? What happened here? See, you're not thinking, all right? He said, these things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleep, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. You don't understand, so I had to tell you plainly, because it seemed like I'm fighting a losing battle here with you. Is that right? Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. That's a good thing if he sleep. Huh? This is what he's saying. And we don't understand the language of Jesus a lot of times. We don't understand it, so we misinterpret it a lot of times. Okay? He said, howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep. You see, they thought. Now, who told you to think? Just accept what he said. Huh? Then said Jesus unto them plainly, I got to tell you plainly, Lazarus is dead. Graveyard dead. Dead.
My God, help today.
Now, this is where he had to tell them. And some of us of today, we have to be, somebody got to break it down with every syllable, everything with you. You don't have any type of mind to see in the spirit what God is saying. If somebody come to you and begin to talk to you and say some things and you stuff you need to, stuff you were wanting to answer from, they come and start talking with you, and your very answer's in that conversation that they're having, but you didn't get it.
Come on.
Why didn't you get it? You couldn't comprehend it because you actually was not listening with a spiritual ear. You was listening with your natural ear, so your natural ear could not comprehend. Did you get it? I hope you understand it. I'm going. Don't get the... He said, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. You know, see what he said? I'm glad I wasn't there. See? Maybe you'll believe now. Seems like I'm having a hard time getting you to believe. Mm-hmm. And this is the way a lot of things happen in life. Is that right? Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. Now, he got negative on his mind. He going with a negative thought. He has not yet recognized who he with or who it is that is talking to him. See, he don't understand it. Do you know majority of churches in this world today don't know that? Don't understand who Jesus is? Don't understand the power that he has? Don't understand the power that he's gave unto men. They don't get it. So therefore they lose, huh? Because they don't get it, they stay in the natural so much until they can't see anything in the spirit. Okay, then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, to his fellow, let us also go. He want to go die with him. All right. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Well, praise God. That's okay. You see, when you get someplace to a hospital and somebody told you your person, whoever you love, is sick, you go there. When you finally get there, you find them there. You don't go in worrying. Go in believing. No matter how many days they might have been unconscious,
long as there's life, there's some hope. But someone's going to have to hold on to the hope of that person that's lying there and really don't know. See? But
you can go through this point and say, well, they say that when a person is in a coma, they can hear. So if you go on with that by faith, begin to talk faith, talk scriptures to them, talk love. Don't tell them about what's going on down in the neighborhood. Don't tell them who got shot on over there in the boondocks. Don't go talking all that. Don't tell them about Aunt Jane went on to be with the Lord. You didn't go in there to tell them that. Go in there and talk faith.
Huh? That's what you go in. Don't be negative. They need to hear life, words of life. That's what they need to hear. Okay. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had been there 4 days. All right, now Bethany was nigh to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. They was all ready for the funeral. Isn't that good? They were all ready for the funeral. They was getting ready to bury the man. Okay, coming up, probably came up with some covered dishes so they can have something to eat, too. You know? They were ready. You know how they do it, these here funerals and passes and all that stuff. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha to Jesus, Lord, if I had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. You'd have kept him from dying. I don't know. You think about it now. If he was there, would he have kept Lazarus from dying? Or would he have allowed him to steal so that God could be glorified? You see, think about that sometimes. She said, if you'd been here. But now, see, those are circumstances of the situation that is occurring. It could have been any way. But God has to be glorified in this situation. Do y'all get it? So many times when someone is sick in your family, God wants to be glorified in the situation, but we take it away. We take it away by our unbelief. Do you get the picture? We don't allow the words of God, the life that's in your spirit, where you say you've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, and that life that you have to be used in that situation. Huh? And when it's used in that situation, something happens. Do you see? Things happen. Did you get that? So, she go telling, Jesus didn't want to hear that. But I know, there she go, that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Thy brother shall rise again. And that's what he said. Now, he said that word, but what did Jesus say? Yeah. What did he say? Martha said, I know he shall rise again. Now, he told you he'll rise again. Did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he said? Your brother shall rise again. Well, now, here go the dirt dollar. I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Well, at least you read a book. Huh? Now, how many of you read your book, your Bible, to know this? Jesus said unto her, now, Jesus don't do this to too many people. Identify himself plainly. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Now, you hear a statement like that. Now, I don't know. Are you going to believe now?
Are you going to get some more faith? And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Now, that one you ain't going to believe. Because he said, you should never die. And you're going to ask, well, what did Lazarus just do? Didn't he just die? See? You're still being in the natural. You're still not going into the spiritual realm, understanding what Jesus is talking about. Well, she said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ. Well, at least she got a little ways up in there, didn't she? The Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way, called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master come and call it for thee. As soon as she heard that, she rose quickly, came unto him. Now, you got an answer? I guarantee you, she still didn't understand what he mean when he say, you should never die. Do you see what I'm saying? How many today would understand a statement like that? And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And he asked the question, believest thou this? She said in him, yea, Lord, I believe that. Now, you ain't believe that part about you should never die. Okay? She believed what? She said, I believe that who he is. So you must have got I am the resurrection, but you fully didn't understand that. Because you say, I believe. See, thou art the Christ. Son of God, you should come into the world. Now that much she believed. See? But that shall never die part? He going to raise up Lazarus? Now he ain't did it yet now. Y'all got that? He ain't did it yet. But he got to go through all of this process with these people, this family. How much do you understand what Jesus is saying? How much do you understand where he's trying to take you into a place where he is? And you still don't get it. What is it about your brains that's not functioning properly? Okay. All right. Yeah, you know, I done took you that far. Now, we're going to do what? Take the rest to our own Pastor Sharon that she can continue with the rest. Now, I could continue, go on, people, but I am not. I'm going to let her continue on with this great story about who Jesus is and what he has gave us. Okay? All right?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. I tell you, I was hoping she was like, you know, real on fire like yesterday. I tell you, yesterday, man, man, oh, man. I hope y'all caught that word yesterday and even today, letting you know it is so very important to ask God to give you the understanding of his word, because it's so we need to understand what he's saying, not understanding our language, but ask the Holy Spirit to give you the revelation of what he's saying to you and ask him, say, you know, don't be ashamed to say, you know, God, I just don't get it. I don't understand it. And, you know what the woman of God said, that God, he'll allow the person to break it down to your level of understanding because there's times when we are walking in our own way in the storm of our life, whatever it may be, we don't hear clearly what the Word of God is speaking to us. And it's true, many of times I myself had missed it. Why? Because my mind was on the situation and not hearing clearly what God was saying to me. And then, but you know what? If we ask today that God open up your understanding today, that you may get the revelation of the Word that comes forth in your life so you can make the change and know that what God is saying here in this Word, you may be going through sickness, but you got to speak life in your life. You got to really speak the Word of God, even if you have to declare, I shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. But we're going to back up on that now. Now, you know you need to get something straight now. Repent, whatever it is you need to do. Repent. Turn from your way. Turn around. Then you can declare the works of the Lord. You can declare the Word, because you cannot declare the Word and you're all, you know, filthy, because you got to get those things right, because you want God to hear you in your hour of need. So you have to really declare the Word of Lord over your life, not the negative Word, because we hear what the woman of God was reading, that he said he is what? Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am life. I am life. I am the resurrection. I'm the one with the power. I can do all things. He can resurrect you. In other words, I am right here, right now. I can do all things. And he asked the question. He said, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. If you believe in me, even though you are dead, and we are dead right now, when you're in sin, you are literally dead, right? But you are alive in the physical, but you're spiritually dead. So he letting you know that even though you're dead, yet shall he live. Why? You can live because if you believe in who I am, if you believe that I am who I say I am the resurrection and the life. And, you know, it makes you realize, even though you may be going to church and you're hearing the Word of God, sometimes we are all stuck in the, you know, when we just started out in the baby, the milk of the Word. But God wants you to really dig in and understand what he's saying. And verse 26, it says, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die, believe it thou this. And even though you people might say, well, everyone died, but you know what? He's talking about eternal life. When you have Jesus on your side, when you know him as Lord and Savior, you'll never die. You just transition from one dimension to the next. You don't die, because the real you never die. The flesh may die. Your flesh may go back to the grave, but you shall live. Why? Because God's word is in you. You believed in him. You trust in him. And he was even talking about Mary. The fact is, they were going through a stage where their brother had died. And you know, but in that timing, it seemed like the boys is the one that had all the privilege for the income, for the family, or whatever else. Because the Bible don't talk about the mother or no father. It just talked about the sisters and the brother. So you know they were in a place where the male in the family is gone. What are we going to do? They was just shooken up about the matter. And I'm sure we all can remember, think about this. You know a man or woman of God, and you know God has the gift of healing in their life, and they be preaching and raising people from the dead and those things, and you send a message to let them know that someone that you know they know is sick. You expect them to come. Let's be real about it. You expect your family, whoever it is, to come by. Just like when you're sick, you expect your
pastor to come to you and visit you in the hospital. So it's the same thing. They expected Jesus to show up, but Jesus continued to do the will of his Father. Why? Because it wasn't his time yet to meet Lazarus. It wasn't time yet to do that miracle. So he's a God of time and order. So he was following what to do the will of his Father. So he knew he had to continue. It wasn't yet time for that miracle to be manifested. So it tells me something, that even when you're working for Jesus, you still got to pay attention to his timing, what he say. If he say go ahead, lay hands, if he say wait, whatever he say, not because you were walking in the gift, it means you must just do it. But he waited on his heavenly Father to give him the okay and the timing. So it lets us know that you're always going to have someone in the morning when there's a death, physical death, someone is always there moaning, crying, and sometimes they are more sadder than you. My God, they're weeping and wailing and things like that. But you know what? They don't know that you have the confidence that the person is with Jesus. You have that confidence that they got it right. But Lazarus had to be what? Resurrected. It was ordained for Lazarus to be resurrected so everyone can talk about it, because it talked about he's going to raise someone from the dead. But Lazarus, he called him forth. He said, Lazarus, come forth. I'm glad he called him by his name, because he said, I am the what? The resurrection, and I am life. So because if he had just spoken and said, come forth, everyone would have came forth. Why? Because he is, I am what? Life. So they recognize life, and they would have came forth and do what? It will come forth before time, and it wasn't time yet for everyone to come out the ground. But you know what? Lazarus came forth, and God told told him to loose him and let him go. Why? Spirit of death, you got to loose him. The enemy, you got to loose him. Death, loose him. Let him go. Why? Because life was speaking. Life was speaking. The word came forth, and it turned and it took the bondage of death over of Lazarus today. So what are you speaking today? What are you calling it? What are you naming it in your life? Are you calling for death upon yourself? Of course, by your speech, don't you know negative word is the word of death? We shall speak what? Speak life. You got to declare life over your life. Declare life. Declare life over your children. Declare life over your body. And you command your body to line up according to the word of God. You got to tell the vessel to line up according to the word of God. You got to speak to the blood, right? And tell the blood to line up according to the word of God. You got to speak to your mind and say, mind, line up according to the word of God. You got to tell your ears, line up and hear the word of the Lord. And you got to tell your eyes, you stay focused onto the things of God. You got to speak those things, because he let us know life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I'm speaking life, because the greater man live on the inside. Why? Because Jesus became I am the resurrection and the life. And we know Jesus died on the cross for our sin, and he rose again. And because he rose again, he gave us dominion and power and authority over all the power of the enemy. And he told us to speak that word in season and out of season. He told us to speak to the mountain, and the mountain will what? It will crumble. So you got to speak to whatever mountain, whatever sickness, whatever diseases in your life. You got to speak the word today. And that's what Jesus did. He let us know that he was walking in the greatest example of exercising life and death in the mouth, in the power of his tongue, by speaking the word and calling for Lazarus to rise up. So it makes me think even about you can be a believer, but God has to touch your mind for you to get the understanding
understanding of what he's talking about, because you say, well, yes, I'm saved. But you know what? You're not enlightened. You're not illuminated. The word of God has not illuminated in you and come alive in you, so you can know that it's not just the word you read, but the word is an action word, and it needs to come forth and demonstrate and manifest in you today. So that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to speak life, speak life, speak life, speak life, speak what you want to happen. And you know, it lets you know, you can tell when someone speaks a negative word, you can feel it, right? You can feel the atmosphere change. My God, you can feel it. There was hope, there was joy, there was opportunity. You just know God is doing it. You can feel it in the atmosphere. And all it takes is one person with the doubt in, that doubt to speak a negative word, and then that negative word starts spreading, right? But God wants us to cast those words down today and declare it that it's gone into nothingness right now in the name of Jesus. And you start declaring again what you believe in God for today. Do not allow the sickness to bring you into that place of death. Don't allow disappointment to bring you into the place of death. Don't allow your trials and your tribulation to cause you to die out. Let life come forth in you today. Let life come forth right now in the name of Jesus. And when a lot of times it's what? There's different type of sickness. You know, when you overwhelmed and you can't see your way out, you sick, right? People are sick. When you have bills and debt, people are sick. They really get sick, y'all. They physically get sick. The red man is knocking on your door, you get sick. They're about to pull your car, you get sick. So you got to speak now. We're talking about different stages of sickness today. So you got to speak life today and know that God gives you the power and the authority to speak that word. He gave it to you today so you can stand up and declare and decree what God is saying over your life today. So today, remember that God loves you. If he loved Lazarus so much, and he did what? He came and he see about his friend. Know that he'll see about you today. He will see about you today. And then when St. John, the 11th chapter verse, it says, well, now consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people and that the whole nation perish not. And this spake he not of himself, but being a high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation. So remember now, Jesus was speaking and said he is the resurrection and he's the life, right? But then he letting us know that he came also to die for what? He's one man dying for the nation. And this is the season that we're celebrating Easter, Passover, however your religion is, whatever your custom is. Some people go through the Jewish people go through different timing, but we go through the Good Friday. And I would like to know this. They don't eat meat, right? But I was just wondering, is that one of those things? You know, we talk about the old wives' tale, right? And they're saying if he eat meat, you eat in Jesus. But you know what? That's not what the word tells us. He told us when we take communion, right? When we drink the wine, it's representing his blood. And when we eat the bread, it's his body. So how can the meat be eating Jesus' body, huh? That's something to think about. And they say we should just eat what, fish only. Well, I know in the islands that's what they do. So I don't know where anyone else does what they do, but I know in the islands they say on Good Friday we do what, fish. We do not eat any meat. But then they don't say let me don't sin that day either too, huh?
So, you know what? We have to pay attention to what we really we do, what we do, because we say we're not going to do this, but then we're not saying that we're going to sanctify our body. I'm going to what? Sanctify myself. I'm going to not sin today. Make a conscious decision because it's Good Friday. And we know, we all know Jesus came and he died for our sin. Everyone knows that. But we don't think about it, but we do the meat part. We do. So it's something to think about. What are we, is that another idol? We made our own idol of Jesus not eating the hamburger? Not eating a hamburger, but doing a fish fillet? That's something to think about. That is something to think about. Well, we still, Sister Diane said Lent, right? But I know they still follow a lot of tradition still, because that is still known as tradition. We're not knocking your tradition now. You want to keep doing what you're doing? It's all right, you know? But let God open your eyes to your truth so you can see that what he was talking about is he let them know that his blood is the wine and his flesh is the bread. And as often as we eat and we drink, we remember him. In other words, it reminds us what Jesus has done for you. You don't have to go on the cross. You don't have to not put a nail in your hand. You don't have to put a torn crown on your head. Jesus already do. But what you can do is present your body unto the Lord, holy and acceptable. You can present yourself to him as a living sacrifice. Why? Because he died for you. So you don't have to go on that cross now, but you can do what? You can present yourself to him in another way. So Psalms 119, 130 said, the entry of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. And Proverbs 6:23 said, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is the light, and a reproof of instruction are the way of life. You say, why did you read that scripture? Because he was saying he is what? Life today. And because life is there, he is the light of the world. Jesus came as the light of the world. So his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our heart, unto our path today. So he is light today. So his, when we use the word of God, the word of God opened doors for you. It's an entrance, right? The entrance of that word give it light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. So let the word of God come through what? Your mind. Let it give you light of understanding so you can understand what the word of God is saying to you today. So know that today Jesus called forth Lazarus to come forth. He wants you to come forth today out of your sickness, out of your dead place, out of your life of sin. He wants you to come forth today. So come forth today. Don't allow the enemy to continue to blind your eyes that you don't see the truth of who he is today. He is the light today. He is the way, the truth, and light today. He is the way. No man coming to the Father but through Jesus Christ. And then in Acts, the 9th chapter, verse 37, it reads also, and it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And it talks about when Peter, right, with the lady, when she was sick and she died, and it just showed you that Peter, his disciple, he came and he did the same work he saw Jesus do, because it talks about in verse 39, when Peter arose and went with them, when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth and kneeling down and praying and turned him to the body, saying, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. So Peter exercised the gift of God, the gift that God gave him. He also, he had to get rid of the people that was weeping and wailing and crying because they were saying that she was a good person, right? She helped the poor. She did good. But they let you know that good people, things happen to good people too now. You don't just say good things happen to bad people now. It happened to the good. It happened to the bad. But Peter came and he prayed and she came back to life. So it lets you know that God gave you the same authority and power that what Jesus portrayed on the earth. And Peter and many ministers, even today, the God sent them to lay hands, speak a word to that person, and he turned their life around. So know that God still do miracles. He can use a vessel that is willing to be used, that is willing to go through the sacrifice, that willing to live and follow his instruction. Know that miracles are going on even today, even right now. You say, well, I don't see it. Well, you need to come to City of Victory. You'll see somewhat miracles where God's word does come forth and you will see the manifestation in your life. Now, you say you're bragging? No, this is something that I know for a fact, that if God uses Apostle Gloria Porter, God use her, if she released that word in your life that God said, believe the word. Now, you can say, how come she not with T.D. Jakes and all of them? But you know what? God, in her time, God will have her exposed more. So we're telling you now that God does miracle in City of Victory. So know that. Call on the prayer line. If you need a prayer, come now. Call. Believe God. Hear the word. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. The church is the body. That what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you today, whatever it is you need, know that there is a word in the mouth of the prophet just for you today. So remember today now, God gave that word, Lazarus come forth. Lazarus came forth. So don't be so caught up in your situation that you cannot hear the word of the Lord from the woman and the man of God. You cannot get so caught up because Mary and Martha was like, my brother, my brother, my brother, which it was fine. But you know what? When you're in a place of expectation, expecting a miracle, looking for a miracle, believing God for a miracle, you will have ears to hear what God is saying today. So remember today, there's so many stories in the Bible that tell us that the word came forth and healing came forth and changes came forth in a person's life. I even remember from my own life that God sent a word and it was exactly the word. What was going on in my body, what God was saying, this is what it is. You're going to have surgery. Everything will be all right. Even this time when God used the doctor too now, he'll use the doctor, but he'll also send that word to let you know it is well. It is well. Not this time. Should I have a surgery? No, wait. What should I do? Wait on the Lord. Wait for the word of the Lord. So it all depends on your faith today. Remember, God still do miracles. So today, be blessed. And remember, Jesus died on the cross for you, and he died on the cross for me. So know that he's not a respecter of person. You say, well, my family is not saved. But you know what? He let you know you can pray for your family, and your prayer is the one. God look at your how much you believe him. Your faith can move God.
Your faith can move God. There's so many things that people weren't saved, but they were believing and say, Jesus, if you only just send a word, I know my child will be healed. I know my servant will be healed. And a lot of times the person is not saved, but God will have mercy on them for your name's sake. So remember, he's a merciful God. He is there waiting just for you. Know that God is alive. Jesus is alive. He's alive today. He's not on the cross anymore, but he's alive in you and in me. He is alive today. So remember, when Jesus told the dead to loose him and let him go, you tell your situation, what comes in your life to hold you down, loose me and let me go. And if your mind is in a mess right now, ask God to touch your mind. Ask him to help you to forgive. Ask him to forgive, help you to forgive. And that unforgiveness would take a, that would, unforgiveness will release you so you can be free. Don't you know unforgiveness is a form of bondage that keeps you in a trap? But today, be resurrected in him. Tell that unforgiveness, you got to go. Tell that bitterness, you got to go. Tell that anger, you got to go. Remember, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's fooling a lot of God's people. When things happen in their life, they blame God. But they don't recognize, why don't you blame the devil? They always blame God. I'm mad with you, God. I'm mad with you, God. But do we examine ourselves and see? Did we pay attention to every instruction he gave us to do? Yes, he's a forgiving God and a merciful God. And he let us know that we are to be, we are in this world, but we're not to be of this world. We are here, but we cannot do everything that we see around us. Know that your soul is precious to him. Know that you are precious to him. He loves you today. So command those things that come to bind you, to make you walk in your emotion, to have self-pity, to always go into a place of depression. It's time now to come out of it. Rise and shine and give God the glory today. Rise and shine and the glory. And it also says, I come a light into the world that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. St. John 12, verse 46 saying this, I am come a light into the world that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And you know what? Before that, he said, Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me. Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. In other words, you got to believe who sent him. Who, you got to believe in what? In God the Father. That God the Father sent him. And he that seed me, seed him that sent me. So if, when you believe that, you will recognize that they are both the same. You cannot believe one and don't believe the next. And then 46, I am come a light into the world that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my word and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. So remember today now, I come a light into the world. I come a light into the world. We say Jesus is the light of the world. He is light in darkness. He is light in your mind when there is darkness in
in your mind. He's the light. So allow the word of God to come through to penetrate the darkness in your life so those things can be gone. So let the light of God come in you this day and let darkness be dissipated. So release those things that cause you to walk in darkness. Ask him to forgive you today. You say, why? Because we all walk around and think it's for everyone else but for you. Each day we are to what? Self-check, or double-check ourselves. Each day, apply the word of God in your life. Apply. Ask him to let the light come in you. He and the Father is one. So let the light of God come in you. You can decree and declare, Lord, touch my mind. Let your word come through me. Let darkness be gone right now in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. That's an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. Today, today, what are you resurrecting in your life? Are you resurrecting life or are you resurrecting death today? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I have to say, I know you all heard me several times tell you how God has used the woman of God in my family life. Okay? And I tell you, and I tell you again, I witness. When the doctors give up all hope on my aunt, on her deathbed, God used the woman of God, Apostle Gloria Porter, used the woman of God to speak life. And not once this happened, on more than one occasion, to that one individual. And that's not all, because even my mother been through so much surgeries, but if you do not believe, you do not believe the word that comes forth, just forget about it. And my mother believed in that word that came forth. She believed. That brought her through, that extended and continue extending her life. So today, are you going to speak life or are you going to speak death into your situation? I don't care what situation that you're going through. You thank God and you continue to see yourself free. You continue to see yourself heal. Sometimes we're so quick when the doctor say, we have this. We're so quick to claim it and receive it. But when the word come forth to say, speak life into your situation, by your stripes he are healed. For you to profess and claim that, you can't. Why? Because you're trusting in medicine. You're trusting in what the doctor say. You forget about what God say, because I can't see God. But I can see that medicine right there in front of me. What is your belief system today? If you believe and trust God that you are healed, if you believe and trust God that what you're going through today, that he is there with you and he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He says, speak to the mountain. God is life. He says, speak life. Today, let us practice to speak life. Let him resurrect within us. Let us resurrect, life, not death. Not death, because you're killing everything. We don't realize how sometimes we kill our very own children. We kill the people in our lives by the words that we speak. Instead of we speak life unto them, we speak death unto them. See, when my mother was in the hospital, don't come in there with no mess talking, no foolishness. No, you're going to leave out of here. You're going to leave out of here. You're going to either speak life or out. And I thank God
when you're at peace, to know where your loved one is at. It is a joy. It is a joy. And you know, my mother is no longer here, but I thank God for everything that he done for her. I thank her for just even accepting God, believing God, and knowing who God was in her life. So today, instead of speaking negative, which is dead, speak life today. Encourage someone else today and get out of self. It's not about you. It's about God. And it's about what he wants you to do today. So, you know, we just thank God for the word. We thank God whether it hurt our feelings or whatever. Thank you, Lord. Because sometimes we need a little shaking up. Because when you constantly speak debt, nobody wants to be around you. And I'm not talking about physically killing someone. So today, let God resurrect within you. Let that light come forth, because he is life and he is the light. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also visit us at blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter put out there. So if you want to listen to this broadcast again or the previous broadcast, go ahead to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. Share it with someone today. Let them be blessed. Pray for someone today. Tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Know that he gives you that power and that authority to speak that word. So join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to tear the devil kingdom down. You would like to bless the woman of God, sow a seed into her life. Plant a seed into this radio broadcast. You can visit our website at logionintternationalministries.com and hit the donate button. That's L-O-G-I-O-N International Ministries, and hit the donate button. Know that no donation is too small or too great, and know that you are sowing in good ground. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go.
And I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stopped looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go.
And I
let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes.
can't find my way. Oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. As soon as I stop worrying.
Let God.
He can handle it all.